People whose political views become known in their workplace can sometimes face stormy times of their own. Slate columnist Timothy Noah has written numerous stories over the years about people who get fired for political reasons. Recently, he spoke with a woman who was fired and then hired because of her support for Democrat John Kerry.
On September 9th, Lynn Gabel of Moulton, Alabama, was fired from her job at Enviromate, a company that makes housing insulation. Her infraction? Driving to work with a Kerry Edwards bumper sticker in the rear windshield of her Chevy Lumina. The person who did the firing was Phil Geddes, owner of the company and an enthusiastic Bush supporter. Lynn Gabel did not do any proselytizing for Kerry at Enviromate. Phil Geddes, the boss, distributed a flyer to all Enviromate employees explaining why they should vote for Bush. Here's her story as she told it to the Decatur Daily News. Gabel was told that Geddes wanted her to remove the sticker from her car or she would be fired. She confronted Geddes and told him he couldn't tell her how to vote. He responded, quote, "I own this place." She told him again that he couldn't tell her who to vote for. Gabel says Geddes didn't fire her on the spot, but her manager came to her a few minutes later and said, "I reckon you're fired. You could either work for him or John Kerry." Quote, "I took off my gloves and threw them in the garbage and left," Gabel told the paper. The story spread quickly around the web. Soon Phil Geddes, who declined to comment publicly on the matter, had apparently had enough of the bad publicity. Through an intermediary, he offered Gabel an apology and said she could have her old job back. But Gabel said she wouldn't return without some written guarantee that Geddes wouldn't turn around and fire her once he was out of the spotlight. Firing someone for their political beliefs, when those beliefs aren't relevant to the job, may be despicable, but it's perfectly legal. Then, on Tuesday, Gabel got a surprising phone call. It was John Kerry. She told me that Kerry said he was proud of her. She says Kerry, quote, "read the part where Phil said, I could either work for him or work for John Kerry. He said, you let him know you're working for me as of today. I was just so shocked." Gabel accepted Kerry's job offer, and the Decatur paper says she's working out the details with the Democratic National Committee. In my column, Chatterbox, I plan to keep track of whether she really does get a job, now that she's told her old boss to shove it. And even if the Kerry campaign decides to flog this story in the press, I don't care. In a political campaign, it's entirely appropriate to hire somebody based on that person's politics.
Opinion from Timothy Noah, who writes the Chatterbox column for Slate.